Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Champs-Élysées, Paris's world-famous boulevard, began to return to its normal activities today after a gunman killed one policeman late Thursday and wounded two others.
Et nous sommes convaincus que
French President François Hollande said he is convinced it was an act of terrorism. Meantime, the Islamic State claimed responsibility. France is on the edge ahead of Sunday's presidential election with a very close outcome expected. The country is still feeling the effects of a series of deadly Islamic terrorist attacks over the past 2 years that killed more than 200 people. United Nations Security Council has strongly condemned the most recent ballistic missile test by North Korea, blaming Pyongyang for what they said are increased tensions in the region and beyond. North Korea tried and failed to launch a missile off its eastern coast, the latest in a series of missile tests that violate UN sanctions against Pyongyang. Security Council comments come as the Trump administration signals it is running out of patience with North Korea, which continues to develop its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Here is President Trump.
As far as North Korea is concerned, we are in very good shape. We're building our military rapidly. Answer your question on stability. I hope the answer is a positive one, not a negative one. But hopefully that will be something that gets taken care of.
This week, Vice President Mike Pence said the United States is not interested in talks with North Korea nor any minor concessions from Pyongyang. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley took aim at Iran and its proxy militia Hezbollah, saying the United States would act against what she called a growing menace. The U.S. ambassador's comments came after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called Iran the world's leading sponsor of terrorism.
The United States is keen to avoid a second piece of evidence that strategic patience is a failed approach. A comprehensive Iran policy requires that we address all of the threats posed by Iran, and it is clear there are many.
Tillerson also said the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran has ignored the other serious threats the country poses. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says U.S., Russian, and U.N. talks on Syria, scheduled for Monday, have been postponed. We get the story now from Lisa Schlein at the U.N. in Geneva.
Stephane de Mistura says he does not know why the United States has decided not to turn up at the meeting early next week, but believes Washington remains committed to the three-way discussions on the Syrian situation.
I would say that the indications I got from Washington is exactly that, that there is clearly an intention to maintain and resume these trilateral meetings, and the date and the circumstances were not conducive for this to happen on Monday, but that is certainly their intention.
In the meantime, de Mistura says he will be holding what he calls a very intense bilateral meeting on Monday with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Gennady Gatilov. He says there are many things to discuss regarding the upcoming meeting in the Kazakh capital, Astana, and on the Geneva peace talks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says he and his Egyptian counterpart have agreed on the need for a renewed and strong security partnership between the two nations as Egypt grapples with a rising extremist threat. During talks in Cairo, Mattis said he and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Egyptian Defense Minister Syed Kisobi discussed counterterrorism and securing the border in a very complex security environment. Mattis was the first Trump administration official to visit Egypt. And U.S. sources have told CNN that they are preparing charges against Julian Assange, the whistleblower who founded WikiLeaks. U.S. intelligence agencies say Russia used WikiLeaks to publish emails by former U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton in the run-up to last year's presidential election. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.